Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Willing Weakness. This file is a recognition of some of your desires. In one way, it exposes the weakness within, and yet it also builds on the strength that you can get from it. It's such a beautiful contradiction. You don't want to show that you're weak. You try to be strong. Pretend that you don't like all those naughty things happening to you. You behave in a way that you're simply letting it happen, rather than inviting it, which is what you want. You're caught by your desires, trapped by your fantasies, pulled back in, over, and the more you try to escape it, the deeper it pulls you back. Where does it start? How does it grow? Is it in the back of your mind, that dark, sneaky corner where all the really naughty notions crawl or creep, playfully tease on a leash, or perhaps shackled, awfully frazzled when you discover how good it feels, how depraved you can be, and yet embracing it willingly? It's a weakness, a strength, part of who you are, and accepting how it feels, how good it feels, how it makes you free to be tied, trapped, taken and bound, pushed to the ground, to lift up your spirit and break down the rest. It's a test of your willingness to dive in to the depravity. At any moment, you can say no, call out a safe word, and make it all stop. Yet you don't, do you? You yearn for more, ask by moaning, by your reactions, by showing with every part of your body but your voice that you have no choice but to give in to it, while the words may speak not exactly lies but tries of denial. The rest tells a different story. That blush, the quiver, the need and the shiver down below, the little drips slowly falling into a never-ending, unavoidable depth, and then the more you embrace this feeling, your place of strength, that willing weakness, the better it feels. I don't have to tell you how much you like it deep inside, and I'm sure that I don't have to help you to choose it again and again when nobody's watching. Sometimes you may find the courage to let out that delicious beast of depravity that lives inside, and when you do, it just gets better. It's like you're validated for the wonderful fetishes on your mind, and the people that you trust, that you build up these beautiful things with, wonder in awe of your ability to embrace that place, that willing weakness. It's like you're asking to be broken, begging to be taken, aching to be pushed down, tied up, pulled, pushed, prodded, and most of all, conquered. What's especially fascinating is that outwardly it can even look like bratting, as if you don't want to give in too easily, and you're definitely able to resist, even if that's not what you really want deep inside. And I know, I can tell, and I'm sure that deep down inside you know it too, that the real reason why you listen, why you let yourself fall so easily once you're conquered, is that willing weakness, wanting to be destroyed, conquered, taken, changed, manipulated, teased. All these different things, please. It doesn't even matter how sometimes. If only someone with the right presence would just grab you and just pull you down like that, how quickly would you fall? How far would it go? And of course, you're responsible and make sure that you have a safe word. At least I hope you remembered. It would be terrible if you'd forgotten. How vulnerable would it make you? And these are fun fantasies to flirt with. The idea that you are truly lost to what is being done to you, that you have no choice, no escape, no chance to resist. Deep down inside your unconscious, you will always know that you are safe with your safe word, that you could let it stop. And you will, if it's needed, because there's nothing more important for a dominant to know that you will use the safe word when it's needed. And once that trust is earned on both sides, oh yes, that willing weakness becomes a road to delicious destruction, complete chaos, and dangerous depravity, with malicious monsters gnawing on your mind, brainwashing you into all kinds of creations, transforming your body and mind just like sneaky corner where the really naughty notions crawl, is not alone. There are so many others that feel in a similar way. Your fantasies are unique to you, but being depraved? Oh, there are so much more. And with this willing weakness, I'm sure that you will explore and discover even more. How much will you embrace? How deep will you dive in? Will you end up on a leash, in shackles, chained up, tied down, lost in a forest that you don't know, chased, hunted, conquered? Who knows what depraved desires you will decide to act on as that willing weakness spreads and becomes so wonderful, so beautiful, so strong. Your fantasies are your own, unique, and no matter how crazy they might get, I'm sure somehow, somewhere, they will be caught and trapped, acted upon just like that. And I wonder how much you'll enjoy it. How aware are you of your own willing weakness? Have fun finding out.